Toronto Maple Leafs, it's a great time of year for them, too. They get a bye week. They get to go sit around for 5 days. I know it's part of the collective bargaining agreement. But Ryan, what do we even think of a bye week? I mean, I guess this is something you need. I know you need rest. You got to rejuvenate and everything else. But doesn't that just wind up, you wind up playing three and four more often and tighten the schedule up and make it that much tougher?
I think only a little bit, though. I mean, I think in the minds of these guys, it's kind of like saying, hey, would you rather work, work a 10-hour day 4 days a week to get 3 days off on the weekend? I think these guys know, they're no matter what, they're going to be playing their share of back-to-backs and, you know, three and fours and all that. I think if playing one more of those gets them a break where they can actually jump on a plane and go to Cabo and do some fishing and lay in the sun, I think it's worth it for them. I mean, the guys, it's obviously a small minority in the league, but the guys who do not get to, or who do go to the All-Star game, do not get a break of any kind, really. So I have no issue with it. If I was a player, I'd be all for saying, you know what, I'll squeeze in one more back-to-back if it means there's an actual chunk within this 7 month season where I can put my feet up and relax a little.
I think it's something that the players welcome, but I think it can be dangerous too, because it all sounds fine and good in training camp when you're like, oh, we're almost at the halfway point of the season and we need that break. And, you know, some teams do need that break, like, you know, the Buffalo Sabres or, you know, a team that's struggling like that. But, you know, maybe you're a team that's kind of getting on a bit of a run. Like, you look at the Oilers. They've been struggling all year. They play a couple games ahead of Christmas, and they look like a bit of a different team, like they're turning the corner. And then that kind of Christmas break happens a bit, and then they fall off, and they're playing that same kind of inconsistent hockey. So I think while players do appreciate the break, I think it's tough to, you know, judge the peaks and valleys of an NHL season. And I think in some cases it can hurt some teams because they want to keep that momentum going.
Yeah, I guess I am a little old school in this. I think, you know, here's the thing. When things are going really, really well, the best thing to do is keep playing. And when things are going really, really bad, you know, the best thing to do, keep playing. I just think anything out of the routine, just why is the NFL so successful? Because there's a routine. Where does it screw up? Either in the bye week or the Thursday night game. I don't even want to get started on that, how stupid it is to play Thursday night in the NFL. But at any rate, that's a gist. But it is what it is.